again start Ribbis to Hegdish, Eichi Dami, it's around 10 lines from the top of the Yomid. What is the case of Ribbis to Hegdish? Ilema Dois Ve Gizbor Meya Bemeya Behesrim. If it's speaking about the Gizbor took money from Hegdish, he lent 100 zuz for 120 zuz. Valoimoa la Gizbor. So the Gizbor was moil. By lending, taking money from Hegdish and being moitziyat lechulim, to give it to someone else, so he's moil b'Hegdish. V'kivin shemol ha-gizbal yotzu moisav lechulim v'havaluhu d'edye. So it comes out, it's the money that belongs to the gizbal, it's mois chulim that belongs to the gizbal. So there's an issa of ribis min ha-toyreh. It's not Mois Hegdish. Let us see what Rashi says. The Oizif Shehul Velahedyit. Leimol. So he was Mail Shahitzi Mois Hegdish Lechulin. He took Mois Hegdish Lechulin. Lehichnis Tachtein Lehegdish Klum. He was not Mechalo the Mois on something else. He just took money from Hegdish. Vishaygiku etzloi, and he's a shaygiku sover shemuta, he's an emamuta, he held that permissible. Mishum schar hegdish, because hegdish eventually will get a reva from this. Aber lemaise, it is also, bahavalu the hegdit, so comes out this money that was taken from hegdish, belongs shall gizbo, so belongs to the gizbo. Shrei olav l'shalem l'hegdish kerem b'chaymish, since he was moil, in this process of lending it to someone, so he was moil, so he's moitzit l'chulin. So the tashlumei ribis are to a hegdit, so there's no heter for this. Zuk the Gemara weiter, Omar Rabbi Shai. So that can't be the case. Oche b'may eskinon, kegoin shekibol olov l'sapek slosois me'arba. Speaking about, the Bible learned, the way Rashi learned, that the Gizbor gave money to a nachtaim to provide flour for the whole year. And he gave him money that the upmach was that was dalet sol sela ba'amdu mishalish, and later the flour became more expensive, and he's giving him, so the price now, the market price is shalish sol sela, and he's giving him dalet sol sela. So it comes out that Hegdish is getting more than it gave, since the price of flour went up. Kedisanya amekabel olav l'sapek slosois me'alba. The person was mekabel to provide Hegdish with soilis for dalet solosela. Va'omdo mishalosh, and now the flour became more expensive. Now the market value was shalosh solosela misapek miyalba. So the loch is by hegdish, you give them what the previous agreement was. Since the agreement was dalet solosela, give them dalet solosela. Mishalosh, if bishas the nesinis hamois, the price was shalosh so b'sela va'omdu me'alba v'sapik me'alba shiat hegdish al hol yoina. So al koponim, in the first case, there's a case of ribis, because the nachtaim is paying hegdish more than they received, since the price of flour went up. So it comes out, and they're still paying with the previous price, so that's a ribis derabona. And by hegdish, this is permissible. Zot Rashi, Hoche b'may askinon, hay d'ktoni in ribes lehegdish, lab b'halbo koi, it's not speaking about halbo, elo b'hedyet, shekibol mois min ha'lishka min ha'gizbo l'sapek sloso is koloshono l'menoche shalcibo halbo soim b'sel. Speaking about a nachtoim, that was mekabel on himself, he's going to pay dalet so b'sel. B'hukru, and now soilus became expensive. Va'omdu misholish soin b'sela. Now it's three so b'sela. The ilu hedyet. Now if this would be by a hedyet, osa lifseik al peiris ad sheyetzi asha. That means one cannot make such an agreement to give arba so l'sela, unless there was a shah ready, there was a market that was selling flour for abos or b'sela. Now, if there was a market, so then there's a lumdus. So the lumdus is, so he gave him now money for a year's supply. He gave him 12 sloim. And there's a market now. If he wanted to, he could have purchased now with the 12 sloim, 48 saw of a flour. He could have done this. It's a market that you could get it. So Memele, so first of all, so it's not called ribis. He could have, the one who was mekabel the mois could have then purchased the soim and it wouldn't cost him anything. And also there's a lumdus already since it's yotza hashah. So it's considered there was a mekir hamemka, since it, one is capable to buy in the market kemach, dalet so l'sela, so it's considered like there was a mekir hamemka. He sold, since the nachtum could purchase it, so it's considered like the nachtum had already these saw in his possession, since it's beyond eliknais, so it's considered there was a mekir hamemka. So there's no halva over here. It's considered like the 48 saw were now sold for 12 sloim. But here it's speaking about that there was lo yotza hasha, adayin la arba. Here it's speaking about there was no market. So be'etzem, we can't consider that there was a mekach hamemka already that the Hegdish purchased 48 so. There's no market. No one had flour yet. So then pshat is, it's a halva. If there's no market, there's no transaction, there's no flour yet, so it's a halva. And he's going to pay him back, dalet so lesela. And later we see that this is more than the market value. He's getting lemaisa. It came out the price is shalish solasela, and he's getting abba solasela. So that's aribis terabono. But by hegdish there's no din ribis. Let us just go a little further. So that is one akimta. So this akimta was speaking about a case of a ribis darabono. Rapapa wants to say, was speaking about a ribis tiaraisa. Hoche ba'avnei binyin ha'mesureis legizbar askino. Here was speaking about avnei binyin, stones which are used to build with. Hamesura is the gizbar, that the gizbar has these stones to build with. Kedishmul, the amashmul, boinin, bachel, bachakach, makdishin. Shmul said when Hegdish builds, they build with stones which are chel, and later we're makdish the stones. Now let us see what Rashi says. Rapapa ma loilom bahalvo. It's speaking about the case that ribis is mutter by hegdish. It's speaking about a case of a halvo. Doizif meye b'meye v'esra. It's speaking about a poshut halvo of ribis. The Gizbah lent 100 stones to get paid back 120 stones. But the kasha loch aloimo, so that here the kasha was, so there's a meila. That means the minute the Gizbah takes avonim shel hegdish and lends them such yotza lechulim. Now speaking about ba'avnei binyan askinen, speaking about avnei binyan, shehilva ha-gizbah mehem lehadid. These avnei binyan, the gizbah lent them to a hadid. The ein behem mile. And these stones, there's no mile. The ein ala gizbah leshale. And the gizbah will not have to pay for lending these stones. Before we said if he took money from the lishke, so it's called his moil, he took money from Hegdish and he has to pay for it, and Chelsea Lakula. Here it's speaking about there's no me'ile in this halvo of the stones. Al shliach ba'alme, he's a shliach of Hegdish, and there's no me'ile. Now how does this work? The Omar Shmuel, Boinin Bechol. Kshehen Boinin Binyone Hegdish, when Hegdish built a binyan, Lo yoyu koinen ho avonim vatit mi mois hegdish. So then, normally when one wants to build, so first one purchases the raw materials and then you build. When Hegdish wanted to build a binyan, which the binyan would also be, Hegdish would be from the Beis Hamikdash. Lo yoyu koinen avonim vatit mi mois hegdish. They did not purchase the materials, the abonim, and the cement. Why? Kidei shleyevoyu ha'umnim va'om lidei mila im yeshvo aleyem v'im yenu mehem. That means, kol zman, you have stones lying around, which are hegdish, so that's very dangerous. People might sit on it, or might have a different hanor from it. And so the mele, so this is a moiradike michshel to purchase stones mimois hegdish. So therefore, elaloikhen bahakofe. They purchased bahakofe. Now, dachsachmir bahakofe means, it means credit, but dachsachmir, we'll see later, dachsachmir means that they didn't pay for it. And I think for all practical purposes, the stones still belonged to the moicha. That means you're giving me the stones, you're lending me the stones. It's not mine yet, it's still yours. So I'll pay you eventually for these stones, but the vial, the stones still belong. Either a shoyl on the stones. But the stones did not belong to Hegdish. It would seem like that. V'arei hein chol ad sheyivnu b'chaima till they're built in the wall. U'mishehein v'nuyois b'chaima after they're built noisnin mois Hegdish v'loikrin oisav v'hu Hegdishan. So it would seem from Rashi that later you buy it. So Rashi says, and that's the Hegdish. Now you give Moish al Hegdish to the one who supplied the stones, and that will bring a kedusha on the stones after the stones are built into the wall. Then Vuhu Hegdesha. So Rashi, what seems it is purchased later. So if you would say poshup shat that you buy on credit, so then l'chayre it was purchased from before already, and I owe you money, so it belongs to Hegdish, and then it's not, you're buying it later, it's not, you're not magdish it later. So l'chayre l'ichen be'kevus somehow means that it as yet doesn't belong to Hegdish. Hegdish is a right to use it, but it doesn't belong to Hegdish. V'rei hein chol ad sheyivnu b'chayna. Mishayim benuya ispachayme noisnin mois hegdish v'leikha noisay v'hu hegdish. And that's the hegdish. That's one case. So the stones that hegdish had were childike stones. Now, l'chayre, I don't understand too well. So the Gizbo lent these stones to someone, 100 stones for 120 stones. So l'chayre, if they're only a shoyl on the stones still belong to the previous owner. So I don't know how you can make a halva when you only... The difference between halva and schiris is that the schiris is you're using my thing and you're paying for the shimush. Halva means I'm giving it to you, milvala, it's on it, no one. You're paying ribis. Now, if we will say that it didn't belong to Hagdish, we don't understand too clearly how they can lend the stones. So there's no halva, it doesn't belong to the Gizbar either. Where is there halva and the ktsitsa of ribis? Rashi, Rashi in Meila says a little differently. Rashi says the machalo, the mois on the stones. That means could be, it belongs to Hegdish already, but it doesn't have any kedusha. Later, the machalo, the mois on the stones. Sloshin of Loikon, with Rashi, would seem that Hegdish is first purchasing it. So till now it didn't belong to Hegdish, then I don't understand too clearly how Hegdish could lend it. Because it's not theirs to lend, to make a halva. Oyim is nadev odom avonim. Rashi says a second case. A person donated stones for Hegdish. Noisnon lebanoi. He wants to donate stones for Hegdish, so he gives it to the builder. That means the vial, again, to avoid problems that people should not be moil behegdish, so a person who wants to be magdish stones, he first is magdish it after they're built already. So kaponim, it belongs to this person. Because they never were hegdish. It can also, we have the same problem. It seems it didn't belong to the gizbo. It belongs to this person. So how does the gizbo make a halva with the tzitz of ribis? About kaponim, that is the case of Rav Papa. Now let us see Taisvis. So Taisva says, Kivin demol hagizbo nafkelohu lechule. Now we had three cases to explain a case that the hegdish is permitted to lend and take ribis. So the first case was that the gizbo lent money of hegdish, 100 zuz for 120 zuz. So here the Gemara says, "Kivin demol hagizbo nafkelohu lechule." So the Gemara says, so if he takes money shall hegdish, so it's yaitze lechulin. He was mild. Hegdish is yaitze b'mila b'shaygik. Rashi said he was an emamuta. He thought that you're allowed to do this since eventually hegdish will get a profit from it. So why do you have to say it was b'shaygik? Say it was b'mezit. By mezit it's not yaitze lechulin. So that's, you have a good case already, that the gizbo lent money b'mezit, you're not allowed to lend. So it's not yoitza l'chulim. So, but it's moishel hegdish. So now we have a case that hegdish is taking ribis and there's no issa ribis.
So Taisa says, Lemotzi lemeim da isve bemezit, leinavke lechulin,
so then we don't have this problem, dimkein leka aganota, so then there's no ribis, kimin shaloi vaosa lishtamish bem, leisoche bem, so no albo, that means if it's moi shal hegdish, so he never, albo means, ribis me, aganota means I lent you money, it became your money, and I'm charging you for that when you're going to pay me back later. So for the that when you don't have to pay me back later, I'm giving you time to pay back. You're paying interest for that. So that is dafke. If the money belongs to the loiv is paying interest for that. He's not doesn't have to pay back right away. But if it was bemazed, so the loiv wasn't kind of the money. It's not. There was no havo period. It's moi shal hegdish. It never became the loivis. So there's no agilnota. There's no ribis. It's he never got anything. He'll pay 120. So pay 120. But there's no halvon. There's no ribis. Kimin shal loivos lishtamish behem deleizoche behem. So meil there's no halvon. So that's why the Gemara understood speaking about b'shoigig. But speaking about b'shoigig. So then it's Yotze L'chulun, so it's not Moish Shal Hegdish. The Sapek Slosais Me'arba Ba'omdu Misholish. Now, I'd like to give a shtikel akdome. This Taisvis is a moiradike difficult Taisvis, and there are many chidushim in Taisvis, and we'll see what we'll be able to understand. About the kasha of Taisvis, Taisvis asks a moiradike kasha. So the Gemara is looking for a case that Hegdish lent money and the Hegdish did not lend money. Hegdish purchased flour, a year's supply of flour at the rate of four saw for a seller. They gave 12 sloim. Then the deal was that he's going to supply 48. So in the middle, the price of flour went up, and he's still giving him 48. So it comes out that Hegdish is getting revochim, getting something that's getting more than 12 sloim worth of flour, since flour went up. Now, what is the case over here? Is it speaking about that there was a shah? That means that when this money was given, there was a market, you could buy now flour for four so a seller. Oi, lo yotza hashah, v'yeshloi. But it's speaking about that this Nachtaim has flour. He has his own flour. There's no market. He has flour. He has 48 saw of flour in his oitza. He has flour. He don't need a shop. Now, in these two cases, so there's no ribis to kishayla. So we mentioned yotza shah. If he has flour, so you're giving me 12 sloim for 48 so gewaldik, that's a mekechememke. You're giving it to me, I'm selling it to you. But so there's a mekechememke, there's no ribis. If later I decide to give you different flour and it's more expensive flour and I use this flour myself, that's irrelevant. But al kaponim, the opmach was an opmach of mekech hamemke. This is called mekech hamemke, and there's no, it's not called a halvo. It's called there was a transaction, there was a sale, and then there's no ribis. Iyotza shal oylo yotza shal v'yeshloi imkein behedyet nami shali. So it's mutos that's muta by hedyet also. Vi the loyot zahashah, and if it's speaking about that loyot zahashah, there's no market. You can't get flour now on the market. Vigam ein loy, and he doesn't have flour, and that's seemingly what Rashi said. Rashi said it's speaking about loyot zahashah,
So then, in reality, this is a halva. That means he's giving me money. I'm not selling him anything because I don't have what to sell. I don't have flour. There's no market for flour. So this is called that you're giving me money, and I'm chayiv myself to give you 48 tzor for the year, and it comes out that this is more than 12, it's worth more than 12 shloim. Alma mechalol mois hegdish. So where was the chilul mois? What did we accomplish? The Gemara started off that the gizba lent him money. He lent them 100 suits for 120 suits. And that the Gemara says it's a beautiful case of ribbis, but since the hegdish was not nischalul on anything, so memele, so that's called amila. So the gizba took money of hegdish and he gave it to somebody else. So it's yotzei lechulin. So there's no hegdish. So now the money belongs to the gizba and you're paying ribbis to the gizba. That was the Gemara's kasha. So what did the Gemara say? So the Gemara said, no, we're not speaking about halva. We're speaking about mekach hamemka. So mekach hamemka, not mekach hamemka. So if it's speaking about there's no shah, and he doesn't have any flour. So what was the mois nischalul? Nothing. He gave him 12 shloim, and there wasn't nischalul on anything. So zvaita is a din mila. So tzotzel lechul. What did you accomplish with this case? You didn't accomplish anything. So Tais asked Mimonashech, if it's yotzah shah, there's no ribbis. If it's lo yotzah shah, so the mois came out lechul. That's Tais Viskash. Now let's just mention one ha'ore that the Maram Shif asks. He says, we see from Taisus Amor de Kechidish. Taisus said, if it's Yotza HaShar, so there's no rib, it's fine. But Yotza HaShar would be good. Taisus wouldn't have any kashas. Like the Maram Shif, that I feel it's Yotza HaShar, but on what was the Mois Nishalo? If you have money of Hegdish, the only way this money can become Chulin, is if you have something bimkaimai, that the kedusha of the money will go on something else, then this money is yaitzel lechulin, and the kedusha is nitvas on something else. So if like the Maram Shif Bishleim, if he has flour, it's gewaltig. There's two cases. If he has flour, it's gewaltig. So he is selling his flour to Egdish. The kedusha of the mois goes on his flour. His flour is Kodesh, the money is Chulin, and fine, so it's a Mekach HaMemka, so there's no ribbis, it's nothing, but there's no problem of Mila. But Isis has another case, Yotza HaShar. Frag the Maram Shiv, Yotza HaShar is a Lomdis and Hilchis Ribbis. But it's cold that there was a Mekach HaMemka over here. Since I can readily go and purchase flour, so it's considered ke'ilu, I have flour already. And if I have flour, I can sell flour for whatever price I want. That yotza shah, I can sell. So I can sell. Even though later it'll get more expensive, I sold the flour now. But in when we're speaking about hegdish, we need a flour that the mois should be nischalalam. Which flour? What happened? You have kodesh the kemois. Where did the kedusha go to? That's the Maram Shif's kasha, and we'll just mention this kasha. Fine. About so kaponim, Taisus has a big problem. If it's yotza hashar, yes, flour, so then there's no problem in the chilul of the mois, but then there's no ribbis. If there's lo yotza hashar, the way Rashi says, and he doesn't have flour, so then the ribbis is beautiful, but we're back to the previous kasha, that it's more lagizbo, because he took money shal hagdish. He wasn't machalud on anything. So that means he gave money shalhagdish to someone else. The lack of lemeima sheyachalul al puter. So Taisva says, I have a good answer. Now, we have to understand this answer. Sheyachalul al puter. That means handling with hagdish. So Taisva says, we're going to make this deal. We have a problem. We're going to make this, it's thinking about lo yotza hasha. Lo yotza hasha. So we have a problem. So how would he machalal the mois? So he says that this nachtam has a putter. He has a putter. And look,
According to Shmuel, Hegdish of Amona Shechila Pluta Mechula. So first, when we make the deal, we say that, that the Gizbo says, listen, I'm on the purchase, for the year, I'm on the purchase 48 saw of flour for 12 sloy, which is a ribistic shaila since the shah can go up. Fine, I want to do this. But there's a few problems over here. I mean, Yotza Shah, so it's there's a din mila. So first you take a pluta, and then you'll be machalo the 12 sloyim on the pluta. Now it's chula. No problem. Basically. And now we're back with our deal. So I'm telling you, so these 12 sloyim, you should pay me 48 so of flour. That's what Taisvis wanted to say, and Tais is going to say that's not a good terrace. Tais is going to slug up this terrace. But before we go further, the Ayala Sashacha asks Amir de Kekasha. He says, if this is the case, so let's see what happened now. Let's go slow. The Gizbo had 12 sloim. He comes over to this Nachtum. You know, we want you should be machalal the 12 sloim and a puta, or else the Rishai Mila. No problem. Fine. He gives a puta to Hegdish. He gets 12 sloim of chulam. So between you and me, you say goodbye, Charlie. Right? Because Machal gave you a puta. Hegdish of a mona shachilla of a puta. Fine. Now it's my, I just was coining out 12 sloim for a puta. Gavaldik a deal. Now you're going to tell me, you know, I want, you should pay, you should give me 48 saw of flour. I should give you, we're finished already. For Machal, the 12 sloim on a puta, so it's finished. I couldn't talk. We're making deals now. It's my 12 sloim. So what's good according to Taisus? What the Taisus accomplished? This kasha, the Yellow Sashachar is. The Yellow Sashachar says, we see a Meiridic alumnus in Taisus, which we have to understand, but it means that it's not, in Yisod, we are saying that Bezdin is giving him 12 sloim for 48 so. We have a problem. This can't be done because the Yaitza Lechulim. So we're mechalo the 12 sloim on a pluta, but this is not the end of the transaction. This is only a way to enable the Iker transaction. So we say in Yisod, Bezdin is purchasing 48 so for 12 sloim, and but there's a problem of mila, so we're mechalo the money. But not that after the chilul everything is finished already. The gizbar is not up to being mechalo 12 sloim on a puta. He's not up to that. But he says, well, we have to do it in order to make sure there won't be a din mila. But so we consider this that it's one big transaction where you're giving 12 sloim for 48 so. And which is a ribis to kishayla, slayot sashah. But in order to take away the mila to kishayla, we're machalale, which is a chiddush. But let us just, that lochayre, that's the only thing we can say so far. So now, so Taisa says, maybe that's the case. Now shalom ali Yisrael. So Taisvah says, even though this is a Revach Hegdish, this thing is, it's worthwhile to Hegdish, this deal Hegdish is gaining, but Kivin, the Bishas Chilu, Mechalol al dovo she'enei shaveh. But since we need this chilul also, we need this chilul in order to enable this albo, zeu zilusa. This is a zilzul of Hegdish. That means, so, zutva yelus hashacha, amir di kezach. Taisvis just said a mouthful. Taisvis just said as follows. Taisvis says, yes, it's it's a good case, but the Pasuk can't be talking about that. You know why? Because to make such a dreidel, to take 12 sloim and to be mechalud on a pute, that's Zogt Ayelus HaShachar, what is Taisva saying? Taisva is saying, this is also min HaTorah. So we can't say the Pasuk is speaking about this. This is also min HaTorah. The shave mone shechila la shave pute mechulos, mechulos. But this is an isa midaraisa. So tayelos hashach, what is a daraisa? We hear taisa before, you know, when Hegdish sells something, you need 9 shamboim and a koyin. Yeah, it's a big deal. You're not machalo, something for something that's much less. So that can't be pshat and posik. It can't be pshat and posik, because if the only way we're saying pshat and posik, that there was a chilu of 12 sloim on a plute, that's an issa deraisa. So the Pasuk isn't talking about that. That's what the Elsa Shacha says. Yeah, the im like, the kivin the bishas chilu machal al dover shayne shove, zeu zilusa. It's also, so that can't be the case. We have a Pasuk, the ribbis is muta, that we can't, the case can't be in such a case. And Taisa says, I'll prove it to you. The im like came. So Taisu says, if this is a good Eitzah, so let's go back to the first case. We have to speak about flour and Agamsa Maisa. Let's go back to the first case. Someone, the Gizba, comes over to Reuven, listen, I want to lend you $100 for $120. But there's a problem. If I lend you $100, it'll be a mila. You know what? You give me a puta. So then the kedusha of the 100,000 be neschalul on the pruta. You give me back $120. Shalom Yisrael. If that is the teretz, you don't have to come to a new case with flour and a nachtav and a god, and the price went up. The old case is terrific. The old case was a gevaldike case. The whole problem was that there's a mila. So Taisa says, in this case, there's also a problem of mila. So Tais says, oh, I have a teretz, a mila. We'll make with a chilo. So Tais says, oh, yeah? If this is the teretz, we'll go back to the first case. So al kochach, this isn't a teretz, because it's also been a teretz. It's ilusa degdish. Hegdish is never permitted to do such a thing. But, yeah. There was a second eitz of Toisvus. Leiv bezdin masne. What's the title? Leiv bezdin masne. So the Yelos Hashacha wants to say that leiv bezdin masne means when someone gives a donation to Hegdish, so Bezdin says, Rabbi Yid, before you give the donation, don't say it's Hegdish right away. Let's see. It will be worthwhile for Hegdish. It shouldn't be Hegdish yet. It won't be Hegdish. If it will be worthwhile, it will be Hegdish. Listen, you just say, I'm giving Hegdish what'll be. Ask the rabbis. Whatever the rabbis say is good for Hegdish, that's what I'm giving. That would be Leiv bezdin masne. So Tais says, if there's such a concept, so let's go back to the first Eretz. The first thing that's Leiv bezdin is masne, someone gave money to the gizbar, and then he gave the money to the gizbar, whatever the rabbi says, good for Hegdish, that's what I'm doing. And it was still chulen, and finished. So go back to the first teretz. So kochet, that's not the teretz. Agavuchet, the Yelos Hashachar doesn't understand this also too good. He says it's totally in breire. That means when a person gives money, so he asks the bezdin, listen, should it be Hegdish now? Should not be Hegdish? Well, tell me what to do. So he said, we'll wait and see. It depends. If Hegdish wants to make a deal with Ribbis, it won't be Hegdish yet. If Hegdish wants to do something else, it will be Hegdish. So it comes out of Tali and Breire. That means it's, so he said, Bachal, you can't do such a thing. Fact. Okay. But Al Kaponim Taisa says, that is not the Pshat. If the Pshat is Chilul, if the Pshat is Leiv bezdin masne, so don't tell me new cases. The first case was beautiful, and then there's a problem of mila. So we say, Machal on the puta, you machal on the. So that's not the case. The yesh loima. So now Taisa says, I'll tell you what the case is. And who, what? Taisa says, But let's just say Teitzvelta before we see Lomdus. V'yesh loyma, kegoyin sheis nadev odam loseis kuf sloim, v'lehigdisham adai. Oh, so Teitzvelta like this. We're speaking about the Gizbal didn't do anything. Speaking about a person who has a very noble idea, he wants to give a hundred sloim to Hegdish. But he wants to make sure the Hegdish gets a profit. He knows his problems. So he goes, he takes his money. V'nostam l'nachtoim k'dei loseis l'Hegdish abasoim b'chol selam. Fine. So we're speaking about like this. So now Tosfos says, so far, so good. Someone had money. He wants Hegdish should make money. That's what he wants to do. So how do you do this? He knows there's a lot of red tape. So he goes over to Anachtem. He says, listen, I'm giving you, we'll make it with the 12 sloim. I'm giving you 12 sloim. You should give Hegdish 48 so the whole year. Now, so when he gave the money, he gave his money. Hegdish is going to get, and he's giving this for Hegdish. That means that Hegdish doesn't get 48 so, even though the price is going to go up. So far, so good. So far, so good. So he's giving this, he's laying out the money for Hegdish. And Hegdish will get a ribbis. Fine. Now Taisva says a whole bunch of conditions, which let us the Baal not explain as yet, which needs an explanation. But let's just say what Taisva is saying. The Yotza Hashar Shel Lekutais. And it's speaking about Yotza Hashar Shel Lekutais. Now let's just say Taisvelta, before we understand why Taisva said this. Yotza Hashar Shel Lekutais means as follows. The halacha is, let's just say halacha, which is further in Ezer Neshach. The halacha is as follows. There were two sha'orim. There was a market price. There was a market, let's say the market was selling dalit saw for a seller. That was the market. Let's say the market came out in Tammuz, let's say for practical purposes. Tammuz, you had already a market. There was a price. For soim for seller. That was a market. The market first came out in Thomas. Till Thomas, you didn't have a market. Now, there was another market. You know what kind of a market? An aniyim's market. What does that mean? There were aniyim who used to cly blacket, shikhe peye, and they had their commodities. They, let's say, in Sibin already, they were selling, they went from field to field, kitza. They were selling their commodities, let's say, in Sibin, for sale for a seller. Let's say they were selling for sale for a seller in Sibin. Now, we have to understand one thing. What the Aniyim were selling was inferior to it. They got from this field, from that field, this, that. They were selling inferior to it. But they were selling for sale for a seller. That was the price in Sibin. In Tammuz, when you had already the market, you all said for so for a seller, but that was good for a seller. So now, this let's say a halacha. The halacha is, if I go over to someone, he's not an oni, he's a balabos, I want to give him money, that I'm giving him 12 sloim, you should give me 48 sod the whole year. And I tell him, you know, it's Sibin. It's Rosh Chodesh Sibin. There's a market. There's a market now. You can get 4 sod for a seller from the Lekutis. That's the Aniyim. So the din is as follows. What quality tvua do you want? If you want to purchase for him from this person, he's not an Oni. You're giving a person 12 sloim for 48 so. But I'm telling him, I want you should give me 4
saw for a seller the whole year, 48 saw, from Lakutis quality. What the Lakutis are selling now. That's kosher biyosh. And you're allowed to do. There's a market now. You can go, the Lakutis are selling now, the Shchaydish Sibin, for saw for a seller, so that's called Yotza Hasha for that quality. But if I'm gonna go over to a person, I'm telling him, I'm giving you 12 sloim for four saw for superior quality, that means, and there was Layotza Asha, that's the market of that, first is in Tammuz, now there's no market, that is also. That's the deal. So if you're buying inferior quality, it helps Yotza Hashar Shalakutis. If you want to buy superior quality, you have to wait till Yotza Hashar from the Meichim, from that is the Halach. So now Tosfos says, our Gemara is speaking about that this person who had such a very noble idea, he went over to the Nachtim and he purchased from him 48 saw for 12 sloim. It was Yotza Hashar of Likutais, which is mutter by everyone, but he told him, I want you to give me superior quality. And here this is mutter because Chibis by Hagdish is mutter. That is, these are the words of Taisavis without explaining the mechanics. This is what Taisavis is saying. That is Pshat Nagama. Now let's just say, not seeing them any can Taisavis. And now when he gave him the money, he gave him the money for superior tefuah. He gave the Nach the money for superior tefuah. And it was Yotza Hashar Shalakutis. Avolo Yotza Hashar Klal Osa. But if there's no Shar whatsoever, you can't, it's Osa. Why is it Osa? Dilma Osi Lachlufi Behedit. So Tosfos says like this. Now Tosfos, just let's say words, and we'll explain a little what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos says, if I go over to the Nachtim, and I'm going to give the Nachtim money, and I'm going to tell the Nachtim, give Hegdish 48 saw during the year. People who see this is very unclear. I'm giving the money. The Nachtim is paying ribbis. God is going to Hegdish. People will not hap that this is what Hegdish. People say, oh, this is mutter. So we have a new way to be mata ribbis. So I'm going to go over to Nachtim and tell the Nachtim to pay beryl. To pay beryl 48. So people won't know the chilek between Hegdish. They don't see that Hegdish is handling over here. I'm giving my money. I'm going over to Nachtim. Hegdish life is ending up. People will not chap that the heter is because of Hegdish. Since everything is being done through Hedyaitis. But, if Yotza Hashal Shalakutis, so now, what people will see, people don't know exactly what the transaction was. So people will think, maybe he purchased inferior tefuah. I don't know exactly what the deal was. I know one thing. That this person went over to the Nachtim. He says, I want 48 saw. It's Yotza Shala Lakutis. Maybe he purchased him inferior tefuah. I don't know exactly the problem. So people won't make a mistake. So therefore, Abu Lamaise, the case of the Gemara is asking from him superior tefuah. And if you ask for superior tefuah, it's ribbis. And the whole reason that it's mutter is because by Hegdish there's no Isser of Ribbis. But we need, it should be Yotza Hashar Shalakutis because or else there's going to be a mistake. People will say, but since we don't see Hegdish is involved directly with this Ribbis transaction, it's going in a roundabout way. So people say, it's mutter. Afilo by Hegdish is also mutter. But as long as it's Yotza Hashal Lakutis, It's Yotza Ashala Lakutis, some Emele, so people could think, who knows, maybe he's buying from him inferior Tvue. So that's why it's Mutter. Avalayotza Shaklal Osa, Tulma Osi Lachlufi Behedyet. Lekach Noket Vaumdu Achakach Misholesh. So the Bnei Yeshua says that this means that there was a shah. He's made all the kimte. Because since later it got more expensive. So there was a shah before, and later it became more expensive. And this is mutter. So you need the yotza shah shalakutis, because people will not differentiate between hegdish and hedyet. So it's yotza shah shalakutis. They don't know the maisa clearly. They might think that it was a purchase of inferior tvuah. So even though it was a purchase of superior tvuah, it is mutter, because ein ribis lahegdish.